Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. The Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. We don't have a lot on the calendar because nobody's sending me anything, and I'm not going to take time and trouble and energy to look it all up. So I know that Bill Steens is going to be in this neck of the woods. In October, he's going to be up in Spokane. I know that, but I don't know when and I don't know where, and I don't know how and I don't know why. I don't know if it's a house concert or what. He's going to also be in Seattle. And yeah, and the point is you promoters, you sponsors, you need to send me this stuff. I can't spend all my time trying to find anybody and everybody that's doing things, okay? I'd like to, but I just don't have time to do that. So if you want these things on the radio then and promoted, then send me something, okay? And give me about 3 or 4 weeks so that I can kind of get it into my head and get it into the whole mid-year. Alrighty, dances, second Saturday dances beginning all over the place. Yakima at the Broadway Grange there on Washington Avenue. So you have a dance on the second Saturday. That's the 8th of October coming up. And then there's also a second Saturday dance in, there's a first Saturday in, The second Saturday dances would be on the 15th, okay, because the 8th of October is actually the 7th of October. Man, Dan, get your act together. The 7th of October is the Saturday. There we go. That's the first Saturday. So first Saturday dances. There's one in Port Angeles at the Black Diamond Center there on Black Diamond Road. That's the first Saturday dance on October the 7th. I finally got my act together. Second Saturday dances then would be on October the 14th. And that's the Yakima dance there at the Broadway Grange on Washington Avenue. And then sometimes Bellingham does a second Saturday dance, but they haven't emailed me an advanced schedule. They always email me like 4 days before the dance happens. So I need a little more room there, Bellingham. Send me something in advance. Send me something that I can work with, and I will email you and let you know. And I know that Bill Steens, the wonderful, wonderful songwriter and singer and songwriter, is going to be in Spokane in the middle of the week sometime. Okay. Now that I've said that, I'll probably go look it up. Okay. Alrighty. So the biggest thing right now, though, is next weekend for Saturday, 6th, 7th, and 8th. The Three Rivers, it's actually in the Tri-Cities, and it's the International Folk Dancers there. And they have a great big, huge International Folk Dance Festival. And you need to look it up. This is really amazing. It's the Richland International Folk Dancers. And they have all kinds of folks coming in, and this isn't like just Celtic and stuff. This is like Eastern European stuff and African stuff and Asian stuff, and these folks really are into this kind of thing. It happens Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, there's a big gathering at the Richland Community Center, and then all the rest of it's happening at the Shuffler Shanty there. I think the Shuffler Shanty is in Kennewick. Alrighty, and that's going to be a neat thing for all you international folk dancer freaks, okay? Alrighty, so that's really all about it. Please, please, please send me stuff. Please do, because I need to know. You folks over in Olympia at the Traditions Cafe, you know my show gets into your neck of the woods. Send me stuff. I know the Tannehill Weavers are going to be there fairly soon. And the Traditions Cafe has wonderful stuff. So I need somebody from there just to send me some stuff. Email me at dsanddaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at wsu.edu. Alrighty. One more from James Taylor, Old Buddy Holly. Yeah? And it goes like this. Here we go.
Oh, every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. A love like yours surely come. Yeah, every day.
Annie's lover was a medicine man, and he roamed the chokes and boulders. Hickory staddle in his big black hand, and a star upon his shoulder. He'd go down to the meadow at night. He would dance in the firefly light, and she would dream like a pagan queen when he'd hold her. Annie's lover was a wildcat's brother and the badger's mad companion. In his rainbow beads and his straw hat, he was the king of Mercy Canyon. She would trade her crown for boots of buckskin leather, rise up singing when the sun went down, and ride out on the heather. They would meet in the meadow at night. They would dance in the fey moonlight, dip and spin and skate the wind like feathers. 'Cause Annie's lover was the wildcat's brother and the badger's mad companion. In his rainbow beads and his straw hat, he was the king of Mercy Canyon. Out past the gates of Eden, graze your pony where the dark spring spills, and surely you will see them. They come down to the meadow at night. There they dance till the morning light, and all the bounding saints run round to greet them. 'Cause Annie's lover was a wildcat's brother and the badger's mad companion. In his rainbow beads and his straw hat, he was the king of Mercy Canyon. He was the king of Mercy Canyon.
Oh, my goodness, Dave Carter. Late Dave Carter. This stuff just holds up so well. And what a writer. He could combine Norse mythology and medieval stuff and Arthurian legend into a cowboy song. And then his love songs were so sort of far-reaching and intuitive. And wow. And, you know, before that, he was writing kind of standard stuff. He just sort of kind of evolved into this songwriter that could do all these different things. Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer. All right. She actually released an album of his songs called Flower of Avalon, and she actually sings a lot of songs that he wrote on that album. And then later on, she assisted in the and was kind of heavy duty in the release of an album called The Blue Egg, which is an album of their stuff, on which are a lot of the songs that she recorded on the Flowers of Avalon album. And so you get to hear his version and her version. It's pretty interesting. Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer. All righty. You know, I've been kind of into this whole flat-picking thing and just playing bluegrass guitar lately. And my two heroes at this point, besides Tony Rice, and of course, Tony Rice is Tony Rice, you just can't say much, and Doc Watson, who influenced me so much in the early 70s. This is David Greer and Brian Sutton. And now we're going to start out with David Greer, his version of the Black Mountain Rag. He plays it in two different keys, and he plays it in two different speeds from his album I've Got the House to Myself. And then we'll go into Brian Sutton and David Greer together from the album Not Too Far from the Tree, Brian Sutton's tribute to all of his heroes. And they play a version of Ragtime Annie, that old New England dance tune. They turn it into something pretty special. And then after that, we'll go into David Greer, Angeline the Baker, and then Brian Sutton's version of Been All Around This World, and then David Greer's version of the Ook Pick Waltz, which is such a wonderful, wonderful waltz. All righty. So here we go. We got a lot of bluegrass guitar coming up. I hope you're into it. If you're not, get into it because it's a cool thing to be into. All righty. Here we go. The Black Mountain Rag. David Greer, All By His Lonesome. Thank you.
I'm a-working on the new railroad with mud up to my knees. Working on that new railroad with mud up to my knees. Working for old John Henry, he's mighty hard to please. I've been all around this world. When you go out fishing, boys, take your hook and line. When you go out fishing, boys, you take your hook and line. And when you go out courting, you don't leave your bait behind. I've been all around this world. Went to town last Friday night and Molly passed me by. I went to town last Friday night and Molly passed me by. I could tell her mind was changing by the roving of her eye. I've been all around this world. Now where'd you get them high heel shoes and the dress you wear so fine? Where'd you get them shiny shoes and the dress you wear so fine? I found these shoes in a boxcar and the dress wasn't far behind. I've been all around this world. By the hand. Do you remember, Molly? You took me by the hand. You said if you ever married, then I would be the man. I've been all around this world. The new railroad is finished, boys, the cars are on the track. The new railroad is finished, boys, the cars are on the track. And Molly's riding on down the line and I know she won't come back. I've been all around this world. Girl, send her on down the line. If you see that rich girl, please send her on down the line. But if you see a poor girl, I'll bet she's a friend of mine. I've been all around this world. I've been all around this world. Thank you.
I started playing guitar when I was about 6 years old, roughly. And I had it easier than most in that my father played. Dad played professionally. He played banjo with Bill Monroe, so he was pretty good, which meant he knew some things that, you know, that he taught me. I got pointers all the time, and that was cool. Helped me learn. That was great. One of the really cool things, well, there's a bunch of cool things. I mean, having Bill Monroe and Peter Rowan and Clarence White and Roland White and different folks jamming at your house is always a pretty cool thing. Even when you're real little, it's just like, wow, these guys are special. They're cool. They're charismatic, even though you don't know what that is at that age, but you can feel it. So that was cool. The other cool thing was Dad would get invited to picking parties, and that was way cool because, you know, they would be busy, which meant I could run around with the other kids pretty much unsupervised, get muddy, and who cares, you know, and stay out late, and that was a blast. And always hearing the music in the background while this was going on, you know, that was cool. It's a cool memory. Another really cool memory is when I was old enough, I think I was like 11, 12 maybe, something like that, when some of the adults said, hey, David, you want to pick some with us? It's like, wow, I'm growing up. I'm getting good. I'm good enough to play with these guys. That's neat. What a cool feeling. And it's like you're growing up, you know. It's like they've noticed and they want you to be a part of their little clique. And it was great. So I picked a couple tunes with them. That was neat. And everything was just so cool. It was like cloud nine. Until this old lady came up to me and said, hi there, young man. You know it'd be cute? You know it'd be cute? This lady was so old. She must have been like 32, 33, something like that. I mean, she was real old. And come up to me and said, real close, you know, hi there, young man. You know it'd be really cute? You know it'd be cute? Huh? Young man, do you know? Do you know it'd be cute? And she's like, oh, good Lord, lady. And my father's right there, so I can't say anything that I'm thinking. You know, I'm saying, no, ma'am, what would be cute? You know how that goes. And she goes, it'd be cute if you played that song, The Red-Haired Boy. Get it? You got red hair? Get it? Red-Haired Boy? You got red hair? Wouldn't that be cute? That'd be cute. That'd be cute. Cute. Oh, my goodness. And I knew my father had heard me playing it around the house, so I couldn't just tell her, no, I don't know that song, because he knew I did. So I said, yes, ma'am. Yeah, I know that tune. So I was kind of forced to have to play it. Let me tell y'all something here. I'm sure most of you know this. You don't ever want to go up to 11 or 12-year-old boy and tell them this is what's going to make you cute. Because they don't want to be cute. They don't want to be cute. I certainly didn't. I mean, I was checking the mirror every day for a chest hair. That's what I wanted. I wanted a chest hair. I wanted a mustache like crazy. I wanted a letter jacket and muscles like the kid next door who was, you know, 10 years older. I wanted, you know, a hot rod car. You want a girlfriend with really big fingernails. You want all that. You don't want to be cute ever. Anyway, I'm going to play The Red-Haired Boy for you. This is on my Hootenanny CD. It was the first CD that I'd done on my own record label. Started my own record label. I thought I'd cheat myself out of some money for a while. It's working out. It's like my buddy said, you know, I didn't move to Nashville to get rich and famous, and so far it's working out great. Anyway, I did several records on other labels, you know, and started to do my own record. I only had like 4 or 5 songs planned. So we got there and we did those. So I asked Tim O'Brien, I said, Tim, I'm out of tunes. Call something, we'll do it. And he says, I don't care, let's do The Red-Haired Boy. I'm like, oh, God, Red-Haired Boy, huh? So, of course, I'm old enough now and was old enough then to know that there's not really any stupid tunes, really. You can play them in ways that make you think they're stupid. You've heard other people play them in ways that assure you that they're stupid. But, you know, if you spend some time, they're okay tunes. Most of them are pretty good. It's all your interpretation of them. So I sent them out for coffee. I said, you guys just go get some coffee. Get me some. And I'll mess with this and see what happens, because I hadn't played it in a million years. Of course, I knew the melody. I'd heard it. You know, I knew it, but hadn't played it. So I did, and this is the way it came out, more or less. Thank you.
twist my moorboard monkey mama. Sing me the metal lark. When he woke up this morning, she was gone. When he woke up this morning, she was gone. 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 Now he's lonesome. So he's singing a man.
Goodness, there's some roots music for you there. Oh, yes, indeed. Charlie Sutton and Ryan Curtis. There's Curtis Ryan. I got to check on this. And the Scavengers. This is kind of a roots feel to it. And they do a pretty good job. It's got a jam feel to it. It's kind of nice. And Charlie Sutton. Charlie Sutton was on the Prairie Home Companion when it showed up in Pullman back in, 2006? And he did a pretty good job then. He was solo then. And then this is his third album with a band, with a kind of a roots band. It's called Whiskey Rain. And it's pretty cool. Before that, virtually after James Taylor with Every Day, it was just a whole about 40 minutes of just flat picking and some awesome bluegrass guitar from David Greer and Brian Sutton. And we heard a lot of tunes in there. You can go to the playlists and check it out on About Tuesday, nwpr.org, and go to playlists, and you can check it out. Alrighty? But it was so fun to do that. Heard the Ook-Pick Waltz and Angeline the Baker and Been All Around This World and the Rystraw Suite and Cumberland Reel and Red Haired Boy and all kinds of cool stuff and the Black Mountain Rag. Heard it all. David Greer and Brian Sutton, they're my two heroes at this point. And they're amazing. Get a chance to see them, you should. You really should. Well, how about that? We're just about the end of this show, aren't we? Heidi's going to start singing about the freeways and stuff. Un Jiang Shin is the assistant producer of this show, and she manages to make sure that I don't make mistakes, mostly. All righty? You want to email me at dasindaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047, and I will get back to you. All righty? I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them because they are your roads, folks, and they're nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're listening to it or thinking about it even, you're living in the past. Move forward, folks. Keep everything in the present. All righty? We'll talk to you around the bend now. Bye.